The application for next year's class of Tennessee Promise students opens today, and around the state, schools are gearing up to promote the free community college program to their high school seniors for a second time. In Nashville, schools have learned that students are eager to sign up, but less so to follow through. Davidson County Schools saw high numbers of applicants, but to stay eligible, students had to complete several requirements, like mandatory meetings and community service. And with each requirement, Davidson County lost a higher percentage of students than most other counties in the state. Candace Ogilvie is a college and career counselor at Antioch High School, where teachers carted in laptops and set aside class time last fall so that students could sign up for Tennessee Promise. After that, she says, they were on their own to complete the requirements, and that came back to bite some students this summer.
We've seen about a handful of students who've actually come in asking for transcripts to be sent to Nashville State, Ball State, different community colleges. Something might have happened where they weren't able to attend a four-year institution, and they did not do everything that they needed to do to receive that reward.
Ogilvie says this upcoming year, the school will check in with students to make sure they're completing the program requirements, even if they see community college as a backup plan. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.